1.13
A. Frank's Big Idea. 19th century. During the 19th century, there were many farms and coal mines in the northeast of England. 1950s. Frank Atkinson was the director of a traditional museum in the northeast of England. But he realized that traditional ways of life were disappearing. So he decided to create a new open-air museum. He wanted to show the lives of ordinary farmers and coal miners and their families. So he started to collect old objects. To do this, he asked local people for any objects, small or large. These included everyday objects and even old homes, buildings, and a steam train. 1970s. Over the next few years, Frank moved miners' homes, a station, shops, and a school to a place called Beamish. He finally opened Beamish, the Living Museum of the North of England, in 1971. Now, today, over 700,000 people a year visit Beamish Open Air Museum. To make Frank's idea come alive, there are actors in costumes in many of the buildings, so visitors can ask them questions about life in the 1820s, the 1900s, and the 1940s. It's a great way to find out about daily lives in the past. B. Rate your visit.
It was a fantastic experience. The Agriculture Festival was a memorable event. We saw lots of farm animals, and everybody had a great time, including grandparents and small children.
We liked the mining ponies most. We also enjoyed seeing the miners' houses and the old school. The only disappointing thing was the long queue for the fish and chips.
An exciting museum with lots to explore. The 1900s town was my favourite part. Unfortunately, we arrived at 2:45 p.m, so we only had 2 hours there. We took some great photos, but we didn't have time to see everything.
C. Local residents remember.
I used to keep a diary when I was working in the mine. People think mines are cold, but it's very hot. About 38 degrees Celsius. Harold.
When I was young, my great-granddad told amazing stories about ponies that used to work in the mine when he was a miner. In 1913, about 70,000 ponies worked in UK mines to help bring the coal out. Flora.
My grandfather used to work on the trams as a ticket collector. He loved his job, and he made a scrapbook with some old tickets in it. I still have that scrapbook. James.